Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. American forces are continuing their withdrawal from northern Syria. But Defense Secretary Mark Esper says U.S. troops won't be helping Turkey monitor a so-called safe zone on their way out. NPR's Tom Bowman has more.
Esper said in a statement he expects the Turks to abide by a hasty agreement hammered out with the United States, and that includes protecting civilians and securing ISIS prisoners in a 20-mile safe zone along the Turkish-Syrian border. The defense secretary met with lawmakers behind closed doors yesterday and termed the meetings, quote, very serious, candid, and constructive. Democrats and Republicans have sharply criticized President Trump's decision to remove all U.S. forces from Syria, saying it amounts to abandoning the Kurdish allies, creating a humanitarian catastrophe, and fueling the spread of ISIS. Esper travels to Brussels next week for a NATO meeting and says the allies will discuss the way forward in the Defeat ISIS campaign. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
Some members of Congress are expressing discomfort with statements made by the White House chief of staff during a press briefing yesterday. Mick Mulvaney seemed to confirm that President Trump briefly withheld military aid to pressure Ukraine to investigate Democrats, but then said his comments were misconstrued. Republican Congressman Francis Rooney says he's still not sure what Mulvaney was trying to say.
I don't know. I mean, Mulvaney's thing is like I say, like a bolt out of the sky, contradicting his own president, contradicting everything that had come before. I want to wait and see what everybody else says, but it's hard to comprehend the magnitude of those comments, given what had gone before.
Congressman Rooney was speaking on NPR's All Things Considered. An internal State Department probe of Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server when she was Secretary of State finds no deliberate mishandling of classified information. A department report does cite 38 unnamed individuals for security violations that will be noted in their personnel files. The Supreme Court will review a ruling that blocked the speedy deportation of a man who was seeking U.S. asylum. We get details from NPR's Joel Rose.
The justices will review a ruling by an appeals court in San Francisco that blocked the quick deportation of a man from Sri Lanka. He's a member of the Tamil ethnic minority who says he was jailed and tortured for his political activities. He fled to the U.S. and asked for asylum, but did not pass the initial screening. He was set for deportation under the policy known as expedited removal. His lawyers at the ACLU say that policy lacks basic protections for immigrants in violation of the Constitution. The Trump administration, on the other hand, wants to expand expedited removal from the area near the border to the rest of the country. A ruling from the High Court is expected next year. Joel Rose, NPR News.
Wall Street stocks closed lower today, with the Nasdaq Composite Index falling 67 points. The Dow Jones Industrials fell 225. This is NPR. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell have concluded discussions with their counterparts from the Group of 20 Nations. As Steve Beckner reports, the world's top economic policymakers are concerned about how trade tensions are affecting the global economy.
G20 finance ministers and central bankers of the world's biggest trading nations met against the backdrop of trade wars, which have roiled markets and discouraged investment. A week ago, the U.S. and China reached what President Trump called a very substantial Phase 1 deal, and Japanese Finance Minister Taro Aso, who chaired the meeting, was hopeful, telling reporters that at least the two nations' negotiators are now talking to each other in a normal way. For now, he said, trade tensions don't seem to be getting worse, but said they are still hurting the outlook for the world economy. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
Authorities in Mexico's Sinaloa state say that at least 8 people died in yesterday's gun battle in the capital city of Culiacan. The violence erupted after security forces traced a son of convicted cartel leader Joaquin Guzman to a house where gunmen waged a counterattack. Ovidio Guzman Lopez was arrested but then let go. He's wanted on drug charges in the U.S., where his father is serving a life sentence for drug trafficking. NASA astronauts Christina Koch and Jessica Meir have made history by becoming the first female-only spacewalking team. Women have taken part in 43 previous spacewalks since 1984, but not without a male crewmate until today. This is NPR News in Washington.